All right, men, ladies, fire away.
They started with the trade. Why did that make sense for you?
It was, probably time to do it. I think it was the best thing for our football team. And, it kind of worked out. It's something that had been, talked about, speculated on many months ago, and it just kind of came together right before the draft.
Seems like to trade into a division rival or fourth round pick, people might wonder about that. Can you kind of talk about the pick you got and trading within the division?
Well, you don't really get the choice there. I don't like doing that either, but that's just kind of how it fell, and that's where the interest laid. And we'll be fine. San Francisco beat us twice last year, and we had Darryl, so they're a good team. We're gonna have to figure out how to stop their run. Right, we have to do that, but it just worked out that way. Yes, unlike everybody else, you don't like doing that if you don't have to. But in this situation, that was where the interest lay.
In another deal today, Moss goes for a fourth down pick. What is it about the veteran receiver, and why such a disparity from September when the price per branch was obviously higher?
Well, you got to look at every case differently. Individuals, obviously, our philosophy in terms of. We will invest in the character and the passion for the game for our players, and that's always going to be important. And I will put that's not for everybody. That's just our philosophy. Always will be our philosophy. So I think maybe we dictated that. Why Moss and Jackson for fourth? I don't know if that's a trend or anything. It just those were the circumstances, and that's the way it worked out.
What made a 1,000-yard receiver expendable for you guys?
Ever since I've been here, we all know he's not been happy, and I think it was. The contract squabble from his deal, and I just we want you to want to be here. We want you to be happy to be a Seahawk and work well with your teammates. That's what we want, and we just never seem to get to that point. So yeah, he's a good player. We all know that, and it wasn't about the catches and the yards. It just it just never felt comfortable or fit. And I like Darryl, and I wish him well. I do.
Did you consider trading out of the division for a less?
No, there wasn't a wide range of interest. This is just this scenario came up, and we worked just with this scenario.
Is there a feeling now you've made some moves? There are guys that haven't been brought back, and Gary Darryl. Some of the guys that have been problems are all gone now, and you've got chemistry-wise, you've got pretty much all 10 Western guys here.
No, that's not it at all. This we took this as an individual case, and everybody was involved. So no, there's not a hunt for character, bad character. This has been an ongoing situation, and we like our football team, and we're very excited about the two guys we got in the fourth, Roto and Atkins. We think they're good football players, and we were thinking about them with our third pick, and I'll let Rustin talk about them in detail, but. We're happy. We're happy with the way that all worked out.
Now you got other guys to fill that role. Do you think Hackett maybe steps up to be the starter? Is it too early to tell?
Well, he surely did. Very happy with Hackett's progress last year. I thought he came in there and just really, developed to it, went to another level with his game. So, yeah, the coaches are excited about him, and he's ready to take on a bigger role. And, we think he can do that.
And he offers something that the other guys don't, and he's got a little bit of size.
Right. Absolutely. And, he fits in with the group, and he's every year since I've been, he's just gotten better and better. So who knows where the limit is there?
And now the guy that you made the trade for last year now becomes, I would think, your primary receiver or whatever you want to call it.
I think so. Coaches will they're talking that way. So hopefully that works out.
Where are we at with Burleson? Just kind of wait and see how he fits.
He's got to step up. He played very well in the Chicago game. I thought that was a watershed moment for him, the touchdown, and just it looked like he was ready to take the next step. He's been great in the offseason. There's no reason. I mean, remember, not 2 years ago, this was a guy that caught 70 balls, 1,000 yards. We want to get him back to that level. And you know what? We think we can do that. And obviously what he gives us as a returner.
But there's something that happened with Darryl that made it unworkable, because it seems like that situation had kind of been at this impasse.
No, there was no incident, no. Just it kind of just always been about the same.
When you acquired Branch, was it you assumed, okay, now we have to get rid of Darryl and just
no.
Get across?
No, absolutely not.
Rustin, what do you like about that? Can you go through each of the fourth round guys?
Yeah, Barack Atkins is a 6'4", 271-pound defensive end that can run. He has pass rush ability, and we think he'll fit in well with our rotation at defensive end. We've we've wanted to continue to get better on the defensive side, and that's what we're trying to do, and he'll help us do that. Very smart, very bright young man. He'll pick it up quickly and, you know, has potential to push for a starting job. And then Mansfield Roto is a kind of a first-year guy on the offensive line, was always a defensive tackle at Georgia Tech. He's a massive man, went to the Senior Bowl and did a good job against quality competition that, you know, for a guy that had just been playing the position 1 year, he showed some nice traits. We like his traits. He gives power in a run game, and, you know, he's protected on the outside, so he should be able to move inside the guard for us and be a good pass protector in there. It'll be hard to push, and his feet are good, and his balance is good enough to hold up in there as a pass protector.
Jim, was that the guy you were talking about? Get some guy in there that can develop.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And three more college degrees with these guys.
Does the offensive guard, does he have a chance to push for playing time right away, or do you feel with the veterans you have and reps?
I think it's a great situation. We talked about it the other day in terms of the front line. This is the perfect situation for him because he has not played a lot of guard. We're just saying, as we scouted him, the traits certainly lend themselves for him to be a guard, a good guard, because of what the coaches wanted with the fit. So he's got a year, I think, to develop. Now, he may get thrown in there on injury or whatever, but we have a good situation for him to develop, and he's a very sharp man, and that he should shorten that curve and come along very quickly.
We felt comfortable with whatever guard we took. He could have time to develop and grow and learn the system because our situation's good at the position right now.
And it's Atkins, that you also have talked about wanting to get that fourth piece in the rotation. Do you feel you've
done that? Yes, so we were very pleased that fell. We were very pleased how the fourth round fell, and we think we've helped our football team. Both these guys, generally in the fourth round, you're looking at special teams, a guy that's just going to be a contributor or a backup. We honestly feel that both of these guys could develop into starters, and we may be wrong, but that's the way we felt when we took them, and I don't think we're that far off, you know, so felt very good about both picks.
For either of you, do you have like a kind of a phases of development for these guys, you know, like first year you want them doing this, second year this, or
you know, Jose, the good news is, as we talked about the other day, our team is such that these guys don't have to be somebody we have to lean on to win. You know, they don't have to be thrown into the fire, and geez, if they don't play well, we've got a problem. They can develop, and I think for both of them, because they're such sharp football guys, it'll be a very short period of time before they're ready to contribute. And I think,
Rustin, does that speak to how bright they are, that they were able to make the transition from one position to another, and why you're so optimistic about why they can contribute that way?
Well, I mean, I think their intelligence helps them both. You know, Baraka had to move inside at one point in his career and make the switch and play inside, and he did that without any problem. And then, you know, Mansfield Roto is a very smart young man who made a tough position switch. You're going to play offensive tackle, and you've always been an inside player. He picked it up quickly.
Inside player on defense.
Yeah. And he picked it up quickly and was a quick study. So that was a positive for us.
What about Roto's skill set that makes you think he'll work better at guard?
Well, Roto is a wide body with he's very strong, has really good balance. He moves well in terms of pulling and all that. His feet are probably at the borderline for tackle, better for guard. And that's what makes us think he'll play better inside. And I think most of the league projected him inside.
You seem to have a history of picking guys, you know, who play multiple positions, who played other positions before. Does that just kind of go along with what you prefer, just someone who's done some other things and can be moved around and use another?
It was funny this year, the number of offensive linemen that played several positions and during a game. I mean, I think it was I've never seen so many that, you know, one quarter he was at guard, one quarter it was Beekman. Beekman was another guy that we were considering. And Leroy Harris as well. They played different positions within the same year. We thought that was unusual. But it can only help, right, if you get versatility on the offensive line.
And it seemed like a trend almost, because every guard you looked at also played some center during the course of the game. And that's good. I mean, that's a positive.
Did Roto's upside, because he's making this transition, was that what intrigued you when you make a decision between like a Beekman and him? Is that kind of...
Right. We thought we talked about the ceiling. We thought his ceiling was higher. And Beekman's a real good player. He'll very smart guy as well. He'll play right away.
What is it about Atkins that maybe slides to the fourth round?
As, like Rustin was talking about, the he was a defensive inside player, you know, and just okay, but not lend itself to what he does best. He's a real fast guy. He ran
4.67
at 270 pounds. So it was really his production came at the end of this year. The whole team was not playing very well as a group early in the season. They brought in a new defensive line coach. They had several changes in the coaching staff. They really didn't get it together until later in the year. And so, you know, people will look at that and say, which one is he? Is he the guy at the beginning? So, you know, that's the gamble.
Yeah, they have a defensive tackle that's going through the same thing. I don't know if he's gone yet or not, but Kareem Brown, who was another guy that played better at the end of the year and is a talented guy, went to the Senior Bowl and showed some stuff.
So I think their whole defense was hurt by that inconsistent play, and they just, you know, they didn't play well this year as a whole.
Anything else?
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Back to the home.
Yeah.